Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Caleb Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P, Real Talk. I'm just so happy right now. Anyway, this program is sponsored by P4P Moscow, or should I say, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you're a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, like what, Desiree?
Oh, I wish I had an Australian accent. I really do, but you're just going to have to settle for like a Mack truck through ice cream.
Like a Mack truck through ice cream. That's what I'm talking about right there. Check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, Desiree, let's talk. Let me hear from you, sister.
Talk. Crikey. That's as good as it gets. Mr. Patterson, how are you doing down under?
Oh, I'm coming back up for a breath of air, and then we're going to have this fellow on, and heck, we're going to have a show, you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. Hey, and for anybody that was with us last Thursday, was supposed to be our catch-up show, and we didn't really get caught up. We kind of did, and then we didn't. So there's still quite a few questions out there that we need to answer and updates that we need to give, but tonight is not that night, so we do need to come up with another show to do that. But there is one area that I do want to share, and this is a quick one, and then Kaylin's going to cue up our show for us. But if you were listening when we had Jason Hansen on talking about his daughter Kennedy and her life story, several of you had submitted questions wanting to know, when will the movie Love, Kennedy be aired? Where will it be aired? And if anyone is taking donations to help support the Kennedy family. And so here's the update on that end. The movie is still slated for June 2017. However, we're not sure which theaters it's going to be out yet. The Hansons are still waiting to get that list. And once they have a list of theaters, we will get that info from them and we'll share that with you. And then as far as donations, you can visit www.kennedyshugs.com, KennedysHugs.com. And if you purchase the book about Kennedy, and it's called Kennedy's Hugs, part of the proceeds from those book sales is donated to a foundation that the Hansons have started called Kennedy's Hugs. I keep saying that over and over again, but it's all called the same thing. But HUGS stands for Healing, Uniting, Giving, and Sharing. So it's the Kennedy Hugs Foundation, and their goal and purpose is to financially help provide assistance to other families in need of help with medical costs, equipment, living expenses, et cetera, who are facing a terminal illness or have family members with a terminal illness. So there you have it, kennedyshugs.com. Look for the movie Love, Kennedy in June, and hopefully we will know where that movie is airing soon. So with that, Mr. Caleb Patterson, can you cue up what's going on tonight?
Yes, I can. We have a great person, a great personality, and just a genuine individual that just, I don't know if he even sleeps. He must be like, he must be the daywalker. That's what he is. He's a daywalker. Yeah. Arco Blade or something, because this guy just, I don't know, he's always out there battling for some kind of charitable cause, and he's always just out and about making sure everybody's okay in Chicago. We should get him a cape or something. I just don't know. I don't know how to describe this, man.
If very, it's socially very, acceptable to wear a cape,
I'll let him say the rest. Marco, go ahead.
It is. It is
well,
socially acceptable to wear
on,
a cape.
I appreciate it. Oh, no, yeah, if I could wear a cape, I mean, this would be
well,
you've
got a shield.
Oh, no, right, I've got a shield, but I don't have a cape. I've got a cape. So my name is Marco Foster, and good friends with Kaylin. I've known him for years now, and basically what I do is I'm a charity guy. I've got some causes that I support due to personal experience with them. I'm a brain tumor survivor. I'm a foster kid. I'm part of DCFS, and you know, right. And basically what I'm trying to do is that, you know, especially after that brain tumor, you know, it kind of woke me up to give me a wake up call to say, hey, Marco, you should probably give birth to something. You know, if you're just a
I think we lost him.
And now I've been doing charity fundraisers, emceeing events, things of that nature for going on 7 years now, and it's super fun. I love giving back, and I've probably raised $250,000 for various charities through, like I said, fundraising, emceeing, live auctioneering. I'm pretty good at that. I can talk pretty fast if push comes to shove. And you know what, the best thing about it is that it's a fun way to give back. And it, especially if you always find a fun way to do it, and that's the reason why I do these events, is to give other people a fun way to give back to a cause. It's something special. So that's kind of what I do in a nutshell besides fixing computers by day and trying to find cakes.
Trying to find cakes. Okay, I gotcha. Well, you know, if you're going to wear a cape, you also have to wear boots. So you're going
I've got boots.
Because you can't be badass in a cape if you don't have boots.
Well, you know, the main thing, I mean, I would be way more badass, you know, when, you know, just for say I could put on a little bit more weight. I think that'd be great. so I kind of need to do that.
Awesome. And I understand that you just started a gym membership, which is like a pretty big deal for you. And I'm assuming that's because you want to put on all this weight and muscle.
Well, you know, I'm trying to, you know, it's a big deal for me because, you know, I hate the gym. And,
We forgive you. We forgive you for saying that.
You know, okay, because the thing is that, you know, I'm like 180 pounds. I'm 6'2". I'm a slender guy. Don't get me wrong. I'm athletic. I'm a huge cyclist. I love basketball. You know, I'm active.
Here you go. Thank you.
Salvation. Okay, but at the same time, like, you know, like, what's the best way of putting this? People don't call me to help them move, which is sometimes an advantage. You know, I'm the supervisor, but that's pretty much it. I don't really pick things up. That's not really my forte. And, you know, I kind of want to, you know, I want to get a little bit stronger. I kind of want to fill some things out a little bit, you know, and I think that'd be good. So, you know, if I could put on an extra, maybe 10 pounds, I think it'd be great. I have an amazing trainer. Her name is Kimberly, and she's been doing some great things. I recently, though, probably about 2.5 weeks ago, I was going for a layup. I was trying to Westbrook, and I don't know what happened. I hit this guy, old age at the same time, but like my shoulder's been killing me, and just trying to recover from that. See, like when you're like 18, 19 years old, like you could roll your ankle, right? You could still play. It will hurt when you get home, maybe a day. And then the day after that, you're fine. You know, last time I rolled my ankle, I was in physical therapy for 3 weeks. So, you know, that's what happens at the old age.
I don't know. I don't know how old you are, but I don't think you're that old.
I'm not that old, but, I mean, at the same time, I mean, you know, I'm no spring chicken.
All right. Well, we'll meditate on that one for a second. But I do have to say we've already got some questions rolling in from listeners. That sounds like they are already Marco Foster fans because they seem to have some knowledge about you. The first couple of questions they relate to your brain tumor. We have several listeners that want to know just more about that story and what happened and, you know, how you're doing today. And, you know, another wants to know if you have to take any meds post-op on a regular basis.
That one's really quick. I don't take any medication. I used to get headaches very frequently, but I don't. Yeah, I don't have to take any. And also, too, I can't swallow pills. Like, I have to chew them like a child. So even when I had to, like, when I had to take the pain meds, I'm like, do you have this in liquid form? Do you have children's tablets? So yeah, I'm a big kid when it comes to that. But when it came to the tumor itself, I was a big man. Okay, I was a big deal. I handled it. All of a sudden, I had headaches for like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. My vision went blurry out of nowhere. Thought I needed glasses. Went to the eye doctor, and they said, you don't need glasses. You need to go to the hospital. From one hospital, then escalate to another hospital, finding out I had a mass on my frontal lobe bleeding on my optic nerve. And Basically, yeah, they had to wait for – and then I had to wait like 3 months before I could actually have a surgery, because they had to wait for the blood that's in there to kind of absorb a little bit so that it would make it smaller. And since it was really close to my pituitary gland, they couldn't go through my nose. They actually had to go through my head. So I had a risk factor of possibly going blind when it came to this. But they were able to cut my head open and got it all out of there and stapled me back up. And, you know, the headaches still come and go sometimes. I mean, that's going to be with me no matter what. My vision in my right eye, it's not horrible, but I'm not 20/20 the way I used to be. And, you know, it kind of, you know, I'm used to it now. And, you know, I've got this fancy dent on my head to remind me of the experience. But it was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me, because, you know, so I needed that push to do what I do. So, you know, everyone has, you know, God has a plan.
Most definitely. And our listeners want you to know that they have you in their prayers. And so they're glad to hear that recovery went well, and, you know, so far everything is on the up and up. So that's pretty awesome there. Now, how long ago was the surgery?
This was 7 years ago, so I was 27.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, so it's been just a little bit of time.
Well, good, and you're still, I mean... You know, no new diagnosis is a great diagnosis, so that's awesome. So glad to hear that your health is doing so well.
Yeah, me too.
Now transitioning to your superhero work that you do here, several questions around that have already rolled in. One of them is, do you do any charity events outside of Chicago?
You know what? I haven't gotten there yet. You know, this place, you know, Chicago's near and dear to my heart, and I cater to, you know, obviously our city, our town, and, you know, also, you know, going with that, you know, I try to make my events accessible to everyone, so I try to keep them at a decent price point so everyone can go. But no, I haven't taken this show on the road yet, but, you know, who knows what could happen. But, you know, just, you know, this is like my secondary job, I guess. This isn't my primary job. So, I mean, if I was able to do this full time, who knows what could happen.
So I think with what you just said, you've kind of already answered the next question that came in, but I could be wrong. Our listeners want to know if your foundation has a physical site in the city or if you mainly operate online at this point.
You know what? No, basically, I support other charities, so I don't have my own nonprofit.
Okay.
But, you know, I work closely with other nonprofits so that I can help raise money for them.
Okay, cool. And based on the video that you posted earlier today, you've got several things that are coming up here in the near future. Can you share with us about some of those?
Oh, of course I can. So, you know, events I've got going on Friday, there's an event called Avance. The charity's called Avance, and they help third world countries. They help children in third world countries, you know, get food, you know, books, things of that nature, and clothing. and they have their gala, their big gala at Galleria Marchetti, and I'm actually going to be kind of co-emceeing slash auctioneering with Jay Nice. He's on B96. So that should be pretty fun. Let's see what else. I've got towards the, I think it's the second to last, I think it's the 22nd, if I'm not mistaken, April 22nd, it will be a charity event at BMW, Perillo BMW, right over on Clark and Oak Street. And that is a fashion show, and that fashion show will support the Laurie Children's Foundation and hospital. So that'll be pretty cool. I've done that for a couple of years now, and that's always a good time. And plus, also, I love cars, so, you know, you give me a reason to go into a dealership, you know, it's great. And the final thing is going to be One Hope United, and it's the cool thing, stuff that's going on with that. Number one, this month is Child Abuse Prevention Month, which we have a whole slew. We have 20 restaurants that are participating in this, and they have specific food items and drink items where a portion of the proceeds of those items will go back to the charity, which helps out foster kids and, you know, any type of child abuse, you know, mentoring programs, counseling, and things of that nature. So, and their big gala is towards the end of the month as well, which is going to be the JW Marriott on April 29th. And that's going to be really awesome. I'm actually getting an award there, their yearly impact award. And their forum is going to be really, like, out of control. Like, they've got Tim Meadows and Colin Quinn from SNL, you know, all those other funny movies they're in. And Marion Brooks is going to be emceeing it. It's going to be super cool. So, you know, if you get a chance to go to any of these things, you know, like, I post everything up on my Facebook. If you get a chance to come to anything, you know, hey, make, be sure to say hi. And also know that while you're out, you're supporting a good cause.
Okay, Marco, just to clarify, because, you know, people are really popping up this question. A video, where to go, what to look for. Your page is, I mean, I want to make sure that they all know exactly where to go to hear it all.
Well, you know, they can go to, you know, you've got Twitter, Instagram. I'm Marco A. Foster. That's Marco with a C, not the K. Yeah, Marco A. Foster. You could also, you know, you can go on my Facebook. My page is Marco A. Foster. Also, my personal page is Marco Foster. Everything's public, so anybody can go to it and see things. And I haven't updated in a while, but I also have a website, MarcoFoster.com. That's a lot of times I said my name in a row.
Yeah, you love it. You love it. Now, I got to ask about this shield of yours, because, you know, yeah, being a comic book nerd, I couldn't help but just see that and just go, you know, come on. How and why?
yeah, so, like, you know, I love superheroes. I wish I was one. Or I really am one. I just can't tell you either or. But, you know, I started stepping up my game with my costumes. And now, like, I feel like a superhero because I've got, like, a legit Captain America. I have an authentic Green Power Ranger costume. I've got some Star Trek stuff, Battlestar Galactica. Like, and I go to, like, C2E2.
Oh, you're not even there.
Chicago. Like, I've already got my press passes for C2E2. Like, I'm ready for action. And,
you start telling me you're doing costumes, we're done.
Huh?
I said, if you start telling me you're doing costumes.
that's the reason why I didn't get. That's the reason why I don't have a cape. Is because my heroes don't. You know, my heroes that I've got, we don't have capes. And plus, also too, what is incredible that all a cape does is, like, you know, it gets you messed up. Like, you get caught up in the cape, or your cape gets caught in something, and you end up dying. So I mean,
that is so true. But you've got some massive shoulder pads right there. I'm looking at you right now, and the gloves and the boots and the green suit and everything. I mean, you're legit. You've got it all, and the helmet.
That is my shield. It's a shield. A shoulder
pad. Oh, the
pad.
Shield, sorry.
A 1980s suit.
All right, my bad. I will never make that mistake again. I'm corrected.
Ever.
Shield it is. Carry on.
Ever.
Carry on, my good man. I don't even want to call it. Is it a dagger? Is it a sword? What is it?
Oh.
What is it that you've got here?
The dragon dagger. That's what you use that to call the dragon's sword. I mean, it's now the thing is okay. Depending on how old our viewers are. All right. So you know, if you're like 26, 27 to like 34, you know, then they'll know. They'll know. Like, you know, okay, and then the Dragon Zord comes out, and life is good, and then you can hop in your big robot and do that thing, you know? And, which is so funny. I enjoy talking like this is real life. All right, that's probably the most fun about it, is that we're talking about it like it's real life, but it's not. So, yeah.
But that's okay.
You know what? So I'm figuring out my next costume. I think I'm going to be Star-Lord for Guardians of the Galaxy. I've already got a jacket and T-shirt. I found a place. See, now you can get everything 3D printed. So I'm going to get the guns 3D printed. I found the belt. So actually, the hardest thing I got to find are the pants. But who knows? There's always body pants. I can just, you know, let it fly.
There you go. There you go. If anybody can find those pants, though, I have full faith that you can do it. You can do it. Okay, so we've got a couple of questions regarding the whiteout. Dave wants to know what kind of trend will be expected at this year's event.
Okay, so here's the deal. Okay, I'm putting things together right now for the white party. I can't tell you what to expect except awesomeness, all right? Anybody who's been to one of my events... Everybody's gone to one of the YouTube. If you go to my YouTube station, which is also Marco Foster, all right, you can see the videos. You know what's happening, all right? I'm sure that probably whoever's asking the question has been to one and they just want to know what's happening. I'm not going to tell you, all right? You got to just show up, all right? Because I do different stuff every year. You just got to be there. I will be making announcements probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks on where this is going to be and start selling tickets. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled.
Okay, so I've already made it painfully clear that I'm not in the know about a lot of things. Shield, daggers, okay, gotcha. So break it down for me. What is the White Party?
White Party is basically it started out as my birthday party and then ended up being this big giant thing. And it's a charity event. It's a fundraiser for One Hope United for foster kids. And I came up with this theme that everyone just wears white and it kind of stuck. And it's kind of like a Diddy party, but in Chicago and without Diddy. But it's got me.
Thank goodness for that.
There's no Ciroc either, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
All right, so the next question that we have is how to get tickets for the right party, and when will they be made available to the public? And I'm going to tag on, what's the date?
Okay, so I don't have the exact date. Like I said, 2-3 weeks. I'm getting everything together right now. You need to just creep me out, okay? You need to creep me out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Once tickets are on sale, everyone's going to know about it, all right? So just get their creep on. They will find out. Everyone, and also to be honest with you too, if they're in the know, other people will be telling them. I promise you that.
Well, there you go. do me and Dev get some VIPs?
of course. What are you talking about? You know people, okay? You know the right people. All right.
Shoot. Well, I've got the white to wear, so, you know, as long as it works out and I'm not totally in prep brain mode by that time, it'll be a date.
Watch it.
I mean, who knows? I mean, there might even be a white Power Ranger or something. I mean, who knows?
You know?
What do you mean, no? How are you going to tell him no if it's his party? If he wants to be a white Power Ranger, dude can be a white Power Ranger.
He can.
That is true.
I think Kaylin secretly wants to be the white Power Ranger.
Oh, I would be happy just to fit one of those outfits.
What are you talking about? It's four-way spandex. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you're right.
Kaylin in white spandex. You know what? I would drive the 5 hours to see that. I would drive the 5 hours to see that. I really would helmet it off. In fact, I want to see that. It's a date. I don't care when it is. If Kayla's going to be there in white spandex, I'm going to be there.
If that's the theme of it, I'll go with
it. Whatever spandex, I'll buy it.
Yes. Yes. Now, Marco, you were saying earlier that you tend to support the charities that you have personal experience with, and your white party goes to support the foster care network. What are your ties to foster care?
Well, I was a foster kid myself, and, you don't want anyone to go through what kids go through, you know, when they don't have a home. So, you know, it's important to, you know, bring light to these issues, these real world issues, especially when it comes, you know, people don't really necessarily think about children in the Loop and in River North and things like that. You know, it's always breast cancer, you know, but
true.
You know, at least when it comes to our stuff, you know, I mean, you know, when it comes to foster care, people don't really see it. So it's good to be an advocate for this cause because, you know, it's bringing light to it. And also bringing life to it in a fun way. That's what the white party is.
Yeah. I mean, but there's so much more to what you're talking about because, you know, there's a lot of things that happen in Chicago that, you know, people don't really like to talk about because, like you said, they don't know how to put it in a way that can be acceptable to actually want to deal with. Because most of the time what you're talking about, things are shunned away from, you know, like a brain tumor. That's a tough topic to talk about, you know, and the other things that you have charity events with. So there's a lot of things going on that you're basically tackling that most people wouldn't even know how to even bring up in a conversation.
Well, you know, I'm trying to make brain tumors sexy. So, you know, I'm doing what I can.
Yeah. Oh, you see why I love him. You see?
I'm behaving on that comment.
Oh my God.
Carry on.
That tumor dent right there, that's so hot right now. Hanzo. Really, that's a Zoolander joke, okay? I don't know if there's a Zoolander 1 joke right there. I'm sorry. That's dating me right there, okay? I'm a timepiece. I'm a dinosaur.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, first of all, we'll just put this out there because my listeners know. Kayla and I are both older than you are. You're not a dinosaur, so you can't play that card. You can't play that card just yet. Give it a couple more years.
Yeah, but you guys look so good, though.
Oh, yeah, we do.
It's a little model.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Of the three of us, who is the model here? Who is the model here? And let's talk about that, because you had your own agency, correct? Do I have that right?
No, it isn't an agency, but, you know, what it was is it just started out as a Facebook group, and then it kind of blew up into this thing. And I was modeling in, like, nightclubs, like, you know, like when I first started doing this. And then I started this thing called Chicago Models, and things kind of blew up with it, like when Facebook groups first came out. And then I started meeting the people at the agencies and all the big photographers in the city and event producers. And then all of a sudden I got signed with Lilly's and I did some things with Ford and what was it called? And it was Elite back then. I'm like, now it's back there. It's Fast Chosen. But, you know, it was a fun little ride. And, you know, I did a lot of runway stuff because I'm a sample size. Which, you know, that's what I used to tell myself, the reason why I don't go to the gym. I'm like, I'm sample size. I can't get any bigger. But, you know.
Is that kind of like being snack size? I don't know.
But right now, I'm eating a lot of chicken right now. And soon, I'm going to pick up what he does. I'm going to basically, like I said, get some spandex, everything, and some cocoa butter. And
it's on.
It's
on.
Oh, my. spandex and cocoa butter, Kalen. He's modeling what you do. Is there something you haven't shared with me?
Oh, she did not.
Don't you be some toast that don't play like you don't put on cocoa butter.
So you know what? I'm going to behave now, and I'm going to reel this back in. One of our listeners, he has a for real legit question for you. He wants to know how has your childhood shaped your passion? This question's from Dale.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Dale. Number one, being old enough to be able to remember what it's like to be going from home to home. Yes, it messes you up at the beginning where you think that nobody wants you and that it makes it hard to connect with the family because you don't know how long they're going to stick around. And, still to this day, I'm not the best when it comes to calling my brother, calling my sisters. I'm the worst. But when it comes to fueling my passion, I know my faults. And, my adopted mother, she did an amazing job raising me. And I'm so happy, because it's harder to raise someone. The older they get and the more they know what's really going on, those are the kids that end up getting lost in the system, And, it's those experiences made me much, much stronger person. I don't take anything for granted. And, sometimes you need to see the lows before you appreciate the highs. That's my answer to that.
Yeah, and that's a solid one, too. And it, like I said, it brings about a reality that a lot of people don't even put in their rearview mirror, much less part of their house. Because, I say that in a frame of mind in how we go about our respective days. And it's a lot of things that happen, like I said, that not everyone is proud of. And, a lot of people will even go as far as to deny their childhood just to basically step out from that existence like it never really happened. And that's a trauma in itself when you think about it. And I'm like, you've lived it and you've seen it. So, what would you say to the listeners that have children? Because, we have several people in our natural community that have adopted children, have taken in people that were basically not born to them. And they have to it's a bigger world than most families are used to dealing with or even talking about, because, it's usually, okay, this is my mom and dad. And that's the end of the conversation instead of saying, my mom didn't want me, and so she put me up for adoption, and, because there's a thought process child that only children can understand. So, like you said, you've been through it. What do you tell the child growing up that's basically having those kind of questions?
Well, I'll say this. If you're a parent that has, I'm not gonna lie, it's the luxury, it's the honor of being able to take care of the children like right off the bat. Most definitely, make sure that you let your child know that they're loved. That's important because I used to watch so. So there's this, and you guys probably know, okay, you guys know TGIF that used to come on Channel 7 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there was Family Matters, there was Boy Meets World, there was Step by Step, and...
Oh, wow, yeah, these, you're going back. Yeah, I got that.
And there's all these TV shows where you kind of see these, perfect type of, mom, dad, everything's great. Oh, my God, it's amazing. I used to watch that stuff when I was a kid, and I was like, how come my life isn't like that? How come that? Because that's what normal was to me, okay? It was those TV shows and the stuff that's on ABC Family and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's what normal stuff is. And that's normal family life. And, I think that, there was one thing that my mom told me. I think that this kind of goes to that point, is that My mom, my adopted mother, she used to tell me this all the time. She said, Marco, you know the difference between you and the other kids out there is that you were chosen. Their parents were stuck with them. And that always...
I like that.
Put a smile on my face. Like, hey, you out, you know, out of everybody else that was out there, almost like it was like a Walmart for children. And... And we took two, and, you know, and it's so funny because then, you know, I go to school and I see these, like, some of these kids are jerks, and it's like, God, you know what, that'd be, I wouldn't want to be that kid's parent. So, you know, so it's just, it was a nice spin on it. My mom was super cool, and, you know, it's like a special type of person to be able to adopt someone and be able to take on someone else's baggage and try to smooth it out and tell them that they're loved. So,
yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah, definitely. I say amen to that. Amen to that. And, you know, to kind of transition that a little bit, you know, they say if you make your job your passion, or if you'll never work a day in your life. And obviously you can see that you've taken a lot of your personal experience and the passion that has inspired from that, and you've made that a big part of your life. But what was it that, you know, what was that first step that kind of spurred that transition where you're like, yes, I can, you know, I want to do more of fundraising. I want to be more integrally involved in, you know, furthering these causes that are nearest and dearest to me. How did all of that get started for you?
Well, you know, like after that brain tumor, and then I started, you know, after I made that Facebook group and I started doing some of the events, you know, the birthday party was like, hey, well, you know, this is a way, you know, I'm good at getting people in a room. You know, maybe they can, like, instead of giving me a present, give me some, you know, donate money to the to a charity. And it ended up working out. And then I was like, you know what, I could do this again and again. And then I started making bigger and better and bigger and better. And then, you know, so, I mean, that was really, you know, it was just the idea of how could I do something? How could I use my skills to do something? Because, you know, I don't really run. So 5K is out of the question.
You know, 5K is too much.
You know what? I had an ex-girlfriend, and I used to run track when I was a kid. Like, I used to be on track. Like, I used to be able to do 8 miles. I thought I was awesome. And, you know, all of a sudden she's like, oh, you want to do this 5K with me? And I was like, oh, yeah, I could do a 5K. She's like, all right, well, you're going to practice up and everything. I'm like, I don't need to practice up, all right? Like, I know what I'm doing, all right? I used to run 8 miles in high school every day. I went out there on that 5K, and she smoked me. She smoked me, all right? And I'm like, and she was like 7 years older than me. And I mean,
oh, cougar catcher, okay.
A sauce for the goose, I guess. Like, I don't know. Like,
You see what you started, Des?
did I start?
We got to talk about this because, you know, even though you might just be starting in the gym, you're very avid in cycling and everything else. It's not that you're inactive. You're just not what our listeners are really used to as far as, you know, the weightlifter and throwing stuff up. And so you might get to that with the new membership and everything, as long as you don't get smoked by the women with the weights. But, yeah, and I threw that at
That's already been kind of, that's the reason why I try to go to the gym in obscure hours so that I can keep the ridicule to a minimum. Because, you know, it's like certain muscles are built up more than others. And
there you
know,
go, yes.
This gym I go to, I wasn't even meaning anything like that. But this gym I go to.
That'd be Planet Fitness.
I'm going to Export over in South.
Okay. Whew.
All right. There's some real stuff happening there. And even the girls, like, they're getting it in hard. Now, the one thing I do know, though, is that apparently I'm not supposed to get gloves because gloves are for girly guys, so I shouldn't get those. That's my training on me.
Like, are we talking about lifting gloves?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently calluses are cool because it shows that you actually put in work. And
that's kind of new on me because I know someone else on the show that I think.
But, you know, they always go after the beginners so they can laugh at them later.
Yeah, so you know what? See, my trainer told me this, which she's a girl, might add. And she's like, yeah, you don't want those gloves. And I'm like, but they look so comfortable and my hands hurt. Like,
Goodness. Well, we'll put that one up on another show, but I'll leave your trainer be until I know who it is.
Okay. I'm like, because I was going to get some skin color gloves so that she would know.
Because she wouldn't see that at all. That would be camo. They're just going to blend right in. You know what I say? If it's going to take gloves to keep you lifting, wear the gloves. Who cares what anybody else thinks about it?
Also,
but as Kaylin said, you know what? We'll reserve judgment on that.
Yeah.
And there it is.
And
the dreaded silence.
No. I got it. I picked it
all
up
right
before we dropped the ball. I picked it up.
All right.
Now,
all right.
One of the things, you know, along with the charity events, there's ideas that just keep popping in your head because you're a very intelligent man. We won't step away from that because you've got quite the computer background as well as every other passion that you seem to pick up and be able to run with. This is not something that goes without some sincere, basically, time. And I've asked you this 100 times because it seems like you're getting pulled in all directions like Scooby-Doo, and yet you still find a way to show up, and you still find a way to be healthy as you do it. And, you know, that's quite an accomplishment.
You know what? It's time management and taking naps. That's really what it is. If you can sneak a nap in, that's really my secret to the whole thing. You know, but also too, I mean, to be honest with you, if you're excited about something, it's gonna keep you going. It's gonna make you want to do it. It's gonna, you know, make sure that it's like your caffeine. You know, and I love my job. I love the people I work with. My bosses are really cool. I'm doing what I'm kind of born to do. I help people, and when it comes to their computer stuff, and I run a team of guys that do that. And you know, at night I help people in other ways by raising money for causes to you know, help in all sorts of different ways. And you know, I think that as long as you're using your talents that make you happy, then you've always got the energy to put forth, and you're always going to make time to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Now, you know, that it seems like if people really knew your life story and how it was mapped out, they would almost think that God was punishing you, you know, with how things have rolled out, because it's not been like everything's positive and everything's going well. Because like you said, you had the brain tumor, then you had the loss of your parent. That's not an easy thing to still make plans around, and yet you still found a way to do it. You know, after the brain tumor, you found a way to come back. You know, with the loss of your parent, did that take some time off, or you know, how did you get through that, and where did you find motivation to just keep pushing through?
Well, I dedicated the white party that was a couple years ago to my mother. That sucked. That sucked. You know, my biological father passed away actually about a month ago. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is, you know, I didn't know him as well. So, I mean, it was just a little bit different. But, you know, when my mom passed, that was a big deal. So,
yeah.
you know, I mean, life happens. You keep pushing forward.
Yes.
Or you end up getting taken by the current.
Yeah, that's so true.
Well,
and
those,
true.
It
but
is.
You know, you
have
words. To see. Go ahead, Beth.
Nope, go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is about having to dig deep. And, you know, because if people would just see the Facebook post and not really the background of why, they would say, boy, you know, he's doing so great. And it always reminds me to when people were talking about, you know, they just want to be a day, one day in the life of Michael Jordan. And he was getting interviewed about that. And he said, okay, well, would you want the day where my dad was shot because someone was stealing his car and I had to find out? Would you want that day or any other of the bad days? Because, you know, there's something that's created in a person through that kind of suffering that basically creates a resolve that keeps you going. It's not that you have perfect days all the time. You struggle through a lot, but you find a way to overcome that. And, you know, I'm very proud. I'm very proud to know that you've seen those days and said, you know, you didn't throw your hands up, you didn't say to hell with it, and you didn't curse anybody or find somebody to make miserable because you were going through those tough times. You basically dug in and found a way to keep going. And, you know, like I said, I've always been proud to know you, and I've always been proud to support what you do, even if I have to wear spandex. You know, hey,
yeah,
it's for Mark. So, you know, I don't mind doing anything and everything I can to get you out there because you've got so much more to do simply because you've been through so much in the past.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate you guys having me on so that you can give me a platform to be able, a different platform for me to be able to tell my story and kind of, you know, share, you know, my life and, you know, what I go through and kind of and the things I do to kind of uplift my life and give it new purpose. And I can't wait to see what outfit you've got, you know, spandex or not, for the white part of it.
I have to wear spandex. Let's just put it out there. The listeners are going to expect to see spandex at the White House party.
And I know that.
Make sure you've used your cocoa butter.
Oh,
lots of cocoa butter.
I mean, it might be a pink yellow look like,
you know,
a fist on myself.
I'm like, you know, you got stock options in cocoa butter. Come on now.
That and Vaseline, but that's another story.
I don't even go there.
Okay, sweaty Betty. But so events like these that just keep getting bigger by the year, even though you are amazing and do have superpowers, I'm assuming that they don't happen by themselves. If, you know, there are people in Chicagoland that would like to lend a helping hand to as far as planning or whatever their skill set may be. I mean, do you take volunteers or how does that work?
Oh yeah, most definitely I take volunteers. Hit me up. I don't know. Should I be giving email addresses? I don't know if I should do that. I mean, it's a podcast. I don't know. Should I do that? Should I do that?
Yeah,
you
can
do that.
People are listening. Do that.
MarcoAFoster@gmail.com. That is the 10th time I've said my name out loud, which is like it's kind of funny. Do you know that there's a fake Marco Foster out there right now too?
No way.
No, there's some guy. Some,
no
you know, like
way.
He's a YouTube kid who plays the guitar. He's like 23 years old, and it's so funny because you know that John Malkovich commercial where he's like, "Oh, give me my name back," because he wants to get his name. Well,
yeah.
Flo Rida, he's under Flo Rida's label. And
he can't use any of the Marco Foster stuff because of the fact that everything Marco Foster I've taken a long time ago. So, which I'm like,
wow.
Because, you know, the thing is, if someone becomes popular, like, imagine if you were 50 years old, your name was Justin Bieber.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I know, right? Like, nobody will want to date you. Like, you could be the nicest person on the planet. People are like, oh, his name is Justin Bieber. Or, like, they want you to be, you know, like, you get a hotel reservation for Justin Bieber. All of a sudden, like, they're rolling out the red carpet, and they see you, and they're like, who are you? I'm Justin Bieber. Like, you know, it's all you do is disappoint everybody. You're like, your whole life is just so, yeah, I'm hoping that this other Marco Foster, like, I hope he fails. I mean, not life. I mean, just in anything that having to do with any popularity where people might know his name.
But you're Marco A. Foster. I mean, you got that right there. We just have to remember that A. That's you. That's the symbol. Right there. The original.
Yeah, well, yeah. How about it?
I'm trying to do what I can. I like your thinking, Des. Just to
see,
make sure
it's,
that
it's
I,
right
I more Instagram followers and Twitter followers than the evil Marco Foster that's out there.
That's right. Down with the evil Marco Foster. That's a new hashtag. Down with evil Marco Foster. Now this poor kid's going to get harassed. He's going to be. People are going to start calling him the evil Marco Foster. Who knows? It may help launch his career further. Who knows?
No. Well, you had
but
us going until
know,
then.
I did. Okay, so all I have to say now is, Marco A. Foster, we are glad that you were able to join us tonight and share your story and let everyone know more about who you are and what you do and how we can be supportive of those efforts. So, definitely do keep Kayla and I posted of the White Party because we want to be able to share that with everyone in listener land. And, you know, maybe we can drum up some new faces that are at your event.
That would be amazing. And thank you so much. I really appreciate both of you having me on.
Hey, no problem. Have an awesome night. Drive safe. And we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
So, Kaylin Patterson, White Spandex, and Cocoa Butter. That's an image that's going to be with me for a little bit. But, you know, I could almost envision it with a huge tub, you walking in with a huge tub of snickerdoodle on your shoulder. I think it'll work.
I would.
I think it'll work. Now you just have
we
to see if the boys can
get
a
like
white canister.
White shirt.
There you go. And see if they can get you a white canister because it all has to blend. It all has to look well together.
Oh, that's great. Hey, yeah, the white out. Hey, wow, Dev is on.
Yes. I'm on it. Sometimes. You know. 4 weeks out. 4 weeks out from the Natural Southern States Classic. So, you know, the brain fog is starting to settle in a little bit. Not too bad, but it's there. So I apologize in advance to anyone and everyone who listens over the next several weeks if I just seem like I'm in gradual decline. Because I am, mentally.
Oh, well, then that would explain the cocoa butter.
No, your secret got called out. My brain fog has nothing to do with your cocoa butter. Nothing whatsoever here. So it's okay, though. So, you know, guys, if you know a really good cocoa butter brand, be sure and share that with Kaylin because I know he's going to want to know that.
Oh, wow. Look at her.
So, in our last couple of minutes, I know you are super stoked already about who we've got coming up on Thursday. Why don't you give everyone a little sneak peek on what they're in for?
Oh, JoJo. Like with Marco, you know, he had a lot of support getting back to where he was. And this guy was basically, I say, the end of the beginning of my rope, if that makes any sense. because that's what it basically was. This is the guy after the horrific accident that left me for dead, well, actually dead for 5 minutes, and he was the physical therapist after the three other physical therapists that were basically telling me that I would have a busted arm that was no good and a leg that was basically worthless and just learn to live with my limitations. And that was something I just couldn't accept. And this man, and he's a true man of God, he just said, you know, do you believe what the doctor is saying or do you believe in God? And I said, I believe in God. And I just cannot accept that everything else is healing. And basically, because they couldn't figure out how to get me to work right, they just said, you give up. Not, you know, not that, hey, you know, this is something that we haven't had to deal with in the past, so we don't know what to do. They just said, you can't do it. And after three physical therapists, I had started to believe it. You know, even though as much hope as I had, it was starting to look pretty bad. And so when he came and said what he said, that changed everything. And he never let that hope go. And I don't know if anybody's ever been to the bottom of the barrel where hope is the last thing you're holding on to and it's slipping through your fingers. But it's a very dark place, and there aren't many happy days in there. You can smile, but there's just not those happy times. So he was that guy. And then to find out that this man that's worked with NASA, this man that's written books, this man that's done so many things that God has just allowed him, and he still took that time to say, you know, you matter. And that changed everything for me. And I just hope that everyone that listens Thursday can understand exactly why it's important to have hope and people that believe that you can be more than where you are right now. And that's a deep perspective to be, but it's a very dark place to be also. So you do need people like that in your life. And I've never let him go. Honestly, I've just never let him go because I call him my big brother. That's how close he is to me in my heart.
Well, I am totally looking forward to hearing this, just his perspective and just even more of your story. I mean, you've shared your story with us before about your accident, but I feel like it just keeps unfolding and it just keeps getting bigger because there are so many facets to it that just keep revealing themselves. So I am totally looking forward to Thursday's show, and I hope everyone else is too. And with that, we have about enough time for your snickerdoodle shout-out.
Oh, it's not a shout-out, sister. Crikey, you kind of confuse me when you talk like that.
It's always been a shout-out. It's always been the snickerdoodle shout-out. So shout it out.
Snickerdoodle is snickerfoodle. Or should I say snickerdoodle is snickerfoodle.
Crikey. Crikey, mate. Throw some snickerdoodle on the bobby. All right, everyone. Thanks for putting up with us tonight. On behalf of myself, Kaylin, and P4P Muscle, your body's a temple, so let's build it.
With wax.